ain't scared to do wrong. Never had a flip phone. Making plays off the iPad. Got ID, get three jacks. I can show you how to bypass. Ratchet bitch got no class. All she wanna do is shake ass. Made a quick 5-piece. Made uncle pump the gas. Future lit like a pair of masks. 30 mag up in this new Glock. It be them niggas that's with you. Look what happened to Tupac. Got the drop, get a new spot. Bet they love you when you high. Yeah. Bet they love you when you high. Yeah. I choose. Yeah. Yeah. I choose you. Look. She call me the biggest. She think I'm the littest. Do them hoes like Craig did. They'll never see Christmas. Baby, you're not on my wish list. Sorry, but I'm not sorry. You can ride my high horse. This is not Ralph Lauren. Bitch, look just like Lauren. I'ma treat her like Nunu. Baby boy turned global. But that's something I've been through. Let me tell you what I've been through. Had to sleep on a blood bed. Really bust down a pint of red. Shit I did just to get ahead. I just look good now. Be surprised what I've been through. Came straight from the trenches. Be surprised where I've been to. All my clothes get imported. Known for having that shit on. Always keep the family close. Only vent to a song. If living right, making no progress, I ain't scared to do wrong. Never had a flip phone. Making plays off the iPad. Got ID, get three jacks. I can show you how to bypass. Ratchet bitch got no class. All she wanna do is shake ass. Made a quick 5-piece. Made uncle pump the gas. Future lit like a pair of masks. 30 mag up in this new Glock. It be them niggas that's with you. Look what happened to Tupac. Got the drop, get a new spot. Bet they love you when you hot. Yeah. Bet they love you when you hot. Yeah. I choose.
Turn down my name. Bitch, nigga slick, turn down my name. Boys further away, I don't care what you say. I'm a heavyweight, I got moves to make. I been did those, that ain't new to me, nigga. I been running game ever since a toddler. Pop up, black out, tied up. Clean face, little cup, man, a roster. I know the real man, mess up, but shot to. You come from London Club, bitch, I got models. My bitch got real motion, yours got bottles. Sorry, I'ma start this like Chelsea, yeah. I never suicide, play for the same team. For the right price, you niggas turn at the KD, yeah. Turn at the KD, nigga, If you ain't gonna pay me, you ain't gonna work. Before I leave the crib, she gon' limp around my shirt. Them niggas watch my gram, and I know that shit hurt, nigga, yeah. I started planting seeds, and bitch niggas drag me through the dirt. This ain't Will Smith, nigga, I can't put a bitch first, When I walk in, they gon' treat me like the Pope. Trust what I said, play a turn in the coach. I'm the biggest pit in the mirror, I'm a goat. Me and Tuna hearted boys jumping out the road. Jumping out the road. I'm tired getting high, but the drugs help me cope. I was on the curb, but my brothers play the stove. I can never fight you, nigga, if I know you tough. Bitch by herself, but with gang, he tryna. Bitch by herself, but with gang, tryna show. Plus on my body, Timberland on my toe. I need a plus apron by the run, flipping dough. My niggas all slimy, all them niggas get a cut. I'm all hits, no missing, gotta go zone. You gotta move tight, send a code to your phone. Nigga, nigga,
God, thank God, look what did. We off the grid, 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 grid.
We off the grid, 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 grid.
I'm off the grid. Got tats on my ribs. Tattoos on my ribs. I just tatted my kids. I just threw 20 county. We was an honest. I just bought me some brand new clothes. Dover Street Market. We just took a ride to Charlotte. I'm in a Rolls Royce. Put on what you call it. I light up and let you try.
Yeah, look, when I was in jail, I was low-key. Shout out to supporters that wrote me. Eat food, work out, and then go sleep. You know I'm praying he carrying both feet. Know we got God with us. He look at me and see a God figure. And when I stop vibing, I know that he with me. And I'ma always catch a hard shiver. I know it's demons in that dark liquor. We buy a bottle and a squad switch up. Everybody turned into a harsh. But my pocket's bigger and my heart richer. My mind smarter, my grind harder, and my car quicker. I'm at her in church, she pray for me, she my God sister. Yeah, I'm only trusting the people I keep close. Telling they soul for a repo. Remember when I was broke wearing cheap coats, and I was diamonds and houses and C-notes. I'm feeling marvelous, they let the monster loose. They call me a product of my environment. I tell them no, I'm a God produced. Defense good and them guards can shoot. I put them on you, it get hard to move. Tattoo on my face, the mark of truth. Gotta watch what you say when they market you. I already predicted this. Y'all only witnessed it. Look, got a couple old friends that I'm not really clicking with. I know they pray that we settle our differences. I pray that they lower all my sentences. I got some demons I'm not even dealing with. They ain't any feelings I'm not really feeling in. I know some members that gave back their membership. You switched up. Like, how you not feeling me? Look, I act like I care, but I don't really care. Now I live in a new building with amenities. I got a new ceiling with a chimney. I got a few wanna finish me. I don't get too friendly with the enemy. You gotta move different when you in the industry. Ooh, yeah, you gotta move different when you in the industry. You gotta move different when you're alone. God bless me with amazing grace. She fell in love with my day to day. I just want my problems to fade away. Man, I'm tired of I need Gatorade. Boy, I got on my feet and I made a name and I made it a necklace. When you from the bottom and you working hard just to get to the top, then they gotta respect it. If you got a voice, then you gotta project it. If you got a wrong, then you gotta correct it. If you got a name, you gotta protect it. If you get me shocked, then you gotta elect. Tryna live a new life, so I got a new plan and I gotta finesse with love. Yeah, cause they want me to lose, that ain't part of the rules. I be trying so hard not to move reckless.
We off the green, 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 this for my
Gentlemen, boys, and girls, welcome to another rendition of Fix Your Crown Podcast.
Yes, sir.
The podcast.
Yes, sir.
Here is boy Duce Jones.
Duce.
To the right of me, the impeccable DJ Big Ron.
Yeah.
And all the way from Bloodhaven himself, Nightwing Will.
What up, though?
She's here. Another week.
That's what it is.
I'm just trying to.
It's ironic. That's what it is.
I'm trying to be.
It's crazy.
It's
phonetically correct. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Let me know if it's ironic.
So what's the word? We back. Thank y'all for tuning in. Want to shout out everybody that's on the live. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for checking out the clips. Big shout out to Willie the Investor, right? Did I say that correct?
Yeah.
Shout out that's to Willie the Investor. And man, the clip went crazy on his page. Shout out to that too as well. Look at y'all.
Crazy.
DJ Big Ron out here trying to give y'all the good word on investments and shit like that, man. Come on, man.
Stop it.
Stop. No, you stop, man.
We're doing some different stuff, man. We get into it, though, man. That's all.
Word. And how was your week?
Man, it was good, bro. Just really grinding, man. Was at Central Square this past weekend. Fire. Another fire night, man. Shout out to all the comedians that come out every first of the month at Central Square. They do the comedy and karaoke. Make sure y'all pull up to that because that shit is crazy. Yeah, but I mean that's it. Just work, man. Work.
That's all it's about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Work.
Wing. I'm sure you're on the same side of work. But you know, you started singing Rihanna and shit.
I mean, you know, you said work three times, so you know.
It's like the genie call.
But yeah, that. But I created a few new songs.
Creative.
I can't say I'm ultimately proud of them yet because they're in like stage five, but they're going to be something special.
Okay.
But yeah, I got a few artists in mind, so Yeah, creative wise, yeah, I got somewhere new. But other than that, yeah, working.
I like to hear it. I like to hear it. Another.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm gonna abuse this sound for the rest of the time that we're a podcast. Just so y'all know, soundboard is like
spam.
Our shit. That's it, the man. Signature thing here. Like it's the soundboard, and when we figure out how to like really utilize it, oh y'all in trouble. Anyway. Fact.
What about week, you, bro? Yeah.
Week was great. I'm just prepping for a baby shower next weekend, and all those that are invited, just know the first hour is open bar. Oh. So we only there for like 3 hours anyway, but like get there for that first hour.
Drink your heart out.
Yeah, like hey. Yeah, that's a different precedent, huh? Doesn't it?
I'm gonna talk to you after this.
Yeah,
I need to dump.
We will be lit.
I already got my man the deposit. You feel me? A little bit more. I had to make sure, like, yeah, nah, bro.
Crazy.
You know,
appreciate it. I'm just, business look, only.
Business, bro.
Good business only, bro.
Real talk. Teamwork make the dream work. That's people it. Be forgetting that at the end of the day.
And we gonna have a great fucking time.
Oh, for sure. I was told by my Mrs. Grandmother to make sure that, like, all that other stuff that you're going to play is cool, but make sure you play some Tupac and or Snoop Dogg.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
We taking it to the West with her. Yeah, all right, yeah, so it's going to be a good time.
Some Too Short for her mom, too. I know her mom loves Too Short.
Play West Side Connection. All right,
I'm going to talk to you after
Yeah, it's going
to
be, it's gonna be a lit time, bro.
This is what I need to hear.
FBFW ain't going to know what hit it.
But yeah, all right, cool. Cool.
But yeah, we got
gonna be fun.
We got that going on. Some streaming. I am getting better. I really should probably take this streaming thing a little bit more seriously.
Come on.
Cause
that's why we here.
I'm getting pretty good at Fortnite, and I surprised myself the other night playing with Shorty. I do this thing where I stream. It's called at Play with Bay, mm-hmm. and then you know. We get on Fortnite, we do what we do. But something just comes over me. Like, I'm sure any gamer that plays with their spouse or significant other or whatever, like, when y'all game and you see that they in trouble, something just click.
Yeah.
And, like, if you die in the process, that's like, all right, that's cool, whatever. As long as you're good and you can revive me, right. That's all that matters.
Right.
But I'm not about to let nobody hurt you in this game.
Like,
now, what are you doing?
Like, kill my girl.
Yeah, I told you to pick up the health pack, and you bugging right now. You bugging right now. Move.
Go get behind the rock. Let's go get behind the rock. Yeah, bro.
That's exactly why we play free play, and I'm not building shit. Nope, yeah, we not doing no build right now. Bump that, that's too much for you to focus on.
Yeah.
I just need you to aim, fire, and pick up shit. Okay,
that's it.
But besides that, I'm just watching everybody else in the streaming lifestyle, and I'm like, bro, I can really do this shit.
Why not?
So I'm just looking for different ways to approach it, because my whole MO since like 08 has been making the most of what you got.
Yeah.
And kind of like trying to portray that within film or the music or whatever it was. Like, mm-hmm. y'all know that the tools that I got is what it is, and it's still going to come out looking as pristine or sounding as great as it possibly can at the end of the day until I get some other hands on it.
Right.
So, yeah, I feel like maybe I want to keep that aesthetic, but just try to figure out another way to make it a little bit more polished at the end of the day, right?
Dig it.
So that music and everything else, man, I'm just excited for next month. That's the main thing. Another one for that. I'm excited, and the fire is ignited and ripping through me. So yeah,
y'all don't see the smoke.
Yeah, it's crazy out here.
You don't see it,
but we gonna make the most of the time that we got right now. Shout out again to y'all for being here. Also wanted to say real quick, my nigga, is your mic armed?
Yeah.
I heard you, nigga. I was
singing through the wire. Yeah.
It's never a dull moment with Nightwing Will. Never.
Just gonna have to press the button.
I got caught up
for
in the
you.
Moment. I yeah, got caught up.
Yeah, it'd be
good.
Like that.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shaka Khan.
But I want to say it's 117, so welcome to episode 117. I'm going to start making sure that I announce that each episode, because I don't give a fuck what y'all say. 100 of anything is pretty like dope.
Facts.
And to know that I did it and it's still continuing, or we did it and it's still continuing, it's like, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna know that we here. So
that's right.
Welcome to 117.
Welcome.
And yeah, we got some things to cover real quick. Icebreakers. So you guys, the year so far has been a trip. Like, I didn't think we was going to get back-to-back nonsense from, like, January to March, but we have, right? Like,
it's not letting up.
First off, I want to dedicate this episode to Dejon Reed, a British Jamaican 14-year-old who was killed overseas. He was chased down by four racists and stabbed to death. These things are still going on around the world. We pretend like it's not. Shit's still happening here. And for some reason, stuff isn't making it to the mainstream media like it used to.
Facts.
But we know that this stuff is happening.
Yeah, bro.
So, like, we not turning a blind eye anymore. Like, whenever shit like this happens, I'm going to make sure that we take it upon ourselves to at least address it. Like, we ain't got to harp on it or staying on it too long. But we see... we're aware and we want change. So I'm leaving it at that. RIP to that young man. Condolences to his family.
That's right.
Because that's no way to end Black History Month, right? Like, that's crazy, bro. And there was so much other stuff that happened in Black History Month that I do want to give kudos to real quick. I don't know, because we love sports.
Facts.
So I figure we would start here.
Let's do it.
Real quick. Yo, LeBron James, bro.
Yeah. Does it again.
He's him, bro.
Does it again.
Alone at the top, 40K points. What now? Say it again. 40K points.
More than 40K at this
point.
Yeah,
for sure, for sure.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And counting.
And counting. His career is not over.
So this man is in what, his 20-something year? Something like that, bro.
Yeah,
was he not even not 40 just yet? 38, 39 maybe? Something like that. You're eclipsing people's records, doubling, tripling certain people's records.
You're setting records that are gonna take a lifetime to
you're literally setting a different bar. Like the only way you're gonna be able to beat his record is if you're literally coming into the class next season
and you're playing
and
forever.
You are literally balling like how this nigga came in balling, bro. Like, there's no other way to beat 40 points.
Yeah, Wimby, 40, I don't think you're catching up anytime
soon. He could though. Yo, bro, here's the thing.
He could.
Before we get into
that. I don't think he's catching up anytime soon.
Yeah. Man, listen. But shout out to LeBron James, man. Shout out to the James family, bro, for holding it down for all these years.
Did you guys notice yet again? I think I said this within probably the 17 episodes.
What's that?
Every time LeBron has a stat line, he loses the game.
Oh, yeah, bro.
And it's famous. Bro, I was like, I don't even get impressed anymore.
That's like, bro. But
it's
that's
hard
like,
to get impressed when you lose a game that you won.
That's like the joy of the legend of LeBron, I guess. Like,
maybe that's his legacy. Because
everybody,
honestly, it's a repeated cycle. It's
everybody like always, no matter what the feat is, everybody brings up his mishaps and his faults and shit. Right? Like, all right, bro, you missed this many playoffs. You had this many injuries.
It's really noticeable.
And I get it, but like,
it's so noticeable.
It still happened though.
I get it. I guess
he lost, but. But it still happened.
He loses, but he still wins.
You can't blame just him for the loss. It's a team effort, right? Like,
thank you. That's where I was. That was about what I was.
And the Lakers have been trash. I'm a Laker fan.
Yeah,
they have been trash.
Yeah,
they've
been booty.
Trash.
They've been straight booty.
Look, all LeBron can do at this point is
it's
all right.
Ball,
well,
bro.
I'm gonna focus on self real quick.
Literally
get these records.
Y'all niggas
so
ain't trying
no
to ball.
No matter what team he go to,
exactly.
He's
yeah,
do
bro. It really is
it,
that.
It really
no,
don't.
Unless he get them young boys around him somewhere in one of
and,
them teams,
and that,
bro. He get traded to another team with some young boys, he'll probably win a chip with him.
Looking at the science
Chicago.
That is LeBron right now, right? Or the James family. I'm looking like,
no.
Oh, okay, bro. I'm a ball out this year.
Yeah.
I'm gonna break this record.
Yeah, bro.
And my son is going into the draft next year.
Yeah.
Cool.
Y'all in trouble.
I'ma chill. Cause that's the goal. The goal is to get to play with my son. So I could ball out on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Not get injured. I live in LA. I play for LA. I got mad businesses and establishments out here.
I mean, besides all that,
I don't gotta like, do skill nothing.
Skill wise, it's more so of a. It's not even more skill wise. I don't think it has something to do with the NBA itself.
Well, we know I mean, he's the cash cow like still, bro. It's rigged. He's still the cash cow.
Only him and Steph Curry, bro.
Bro, we marketed him as like, we marketed him as the king 20 something years ago.
That's a fact.
And ever
we marked the wrong person.
Hey, this isn't our first time. This isn't our first time,
bro. Because he can't win a game by himself. Bro.
This isn't our first time.
We know this.
He got four
the greatest did
now,
the same thing on the Wizards. So what are we talking about?
He had what?
He came back on the Wizards and did the same exact thing.
Dwight Howard.
Bro, listen, he's busting these niggas' stat lines up, bro.
That's all I'm saying, bro.
He got more points than Michael Jordan.
Played against young boys.
Yeah.
Doing that shit against young niggas, bro. How is he not?
I'm just saying.
I'm gonna end it with that. How's he not the
greatest? I wasn't originally a LeBron fan.
Me neither.
Like that's the other part.
I like his story, though.
He's a weird goat.
And I like where he at, bro.
He's a weird goat.
Aren't they all though?
What you mean?
He's definitely a
tell me another one it isn't.
Bro, listen.
Einstein. He's a goat.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Shout out to LeBron with the 40K real quick.
Shout out to LeBron with the 40K career points and counting.
Staying in basketball real quick. Also, shout out to Shaq.
And my God.
Everything Shaq is doing. Shaq is just the phenom at the end of the day, bro. He's
the
really
mogul.
And Angela Reese, she did her senior day the other night, and he walked her out for that. Yeah. He endorsed her as his, like, athlete under his sports consultant.
That's
shit.
Tough.
So there's that. And then his daughter got named All-American team. That. So
McDonald's All-American.
Yeah,
right?
Bro. Yeah, yeah, shout out to that.
Crazy. That's big, yo.
And he was able to present her jersey on ESPN, and I thought that was just the flyest shit ever. Tough. All these like black prominent dads is just making me like, yeah, bro, that's it. That everything y'all doing, whatever it takes to get there, besides doing some crazy shit, I'm gonna do that.
That's it
is what it is. Keep this train moving. I mean, while we moving in basketball, real quick, shout out to the UConn basketball teams, man, male and female. They both champions of the regular season. Let's go. Gotta love the U, bro. Gotta love the U.
Hell yeah.
We'll talk more about school in a little while, though.
Yeah.
Chicago Bears coach, bro. Shout out to the Chicago Bears for having the first female coach in the NFL.
Yes, fire. Bro, round of applause
that
for that.
Is some of the flyest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Crazy.
And I believe in you, sis.
For real.
I believe in
you. Feel like
don't let nobody, like, you know, discourage you. I mean, you already there. You already the coach, so like discouragement probably came left and right, but you still, you get what I'm saying? Like, we saw Remember the Titans. We know, we understand.
Definitely. Definitely.
We get it. Definitely. So
that's big though.
Yeah,
that's
real talk, bro.
For real.
Paving
the way right now.
Really just wanted to point those major things out real quick because I thought that was ridiculous. And there's one more story that I thought was fly as hell because Atlanta had touched on it, my favorite show, or at least one of them. And they talked about this gentleman at Disney, you know, who had a big, like, impact at the end of the day. They fantasized the story a little bit in Atlanta and pretty much made him, like, the creator of Goofy and shit.
Right.
And that episode is fire. But this story is way more interesting. Mm-hmm. Lonnie Smut holds the more patents than anyone at Disney with 106 right now. He is only the second Disney employee ever to induct into the National Inventors Hall of Fame.
Damn.
The first Walt Disney.
Damn.
Bro, this dude has done so much for Disney and you never knew it. We about to get haptic technology because of a black man.
There you go. Let's go. I'm with that.
You about to be able to roam in a virtual reality on, like, a mat that's, like, the size of, like, a kitchen placemat.
That's crazy.
And just walk around and...
I seen that, yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
That. That shit is crazy.
Stop sleeping on the melanin is all I'm really saying at the end of the day.
It's a power, man.
It's crazy.
It's a superpower.
And then there's a whole bunch of shit that y'all just have no clue that, like, we really be involved in at the end of the day.
Real talk.
Aerospace, bro. Like... Crazy. Four Black Girls is still crazy. Like, that movie to me is still kind of ridiculous. Or Four Black Women, I forgot what it's called. Uh-huh. But they sent the niggas to space off of their calculations.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Come on, bro.
I heard about that. Okay.
Come on, bro.
That's crazy.
Just a little bit of cool black history to wrap up the month real quick. I just wanted to... I got one more honorable mention on that case. Shout out to the Metro bus driver down in Atlanta. He's celebrating his 50th year being a driver with more than 2.8 million passengers served on the job.
Damn, that's crazy. Give him a round of applause.
Yeah, real talk.
That's dope. Essential.
Bro, they put his face on the side of a couple of buses as a celebration for it, bro. And I thought that was pretty ill. Essential. I love Atlanta for the shit that they do when it comes to like black unity and shit like that. And just like showing off like, yeah, bro, we've been in this field for this long. Look how we do it. Bang. Before you retire, everybody gonna know you, dog.
Yep.
Feel me?
Tough.
So shout out to them. That's what I'm opening up with so far, guys. Y'all got anything y'all want to jump into? Anything that was interesting or on y'all minds in the past week?
Before we do get out of like all the way out of sports, I just want to shout out Jason Kelce, bro.
Yeah.
You know, he definitely retiring, announced retirement today, right?
Yes.
Yeah, man. So what, after I think 12 seasons or something like that, maybe 15 seasons, something like that, he's retiring and he's putting work for the Philadelphia Eagles for some time, so... Shout out to him, man, and the Kelce family. They just winning, bro. Even with retirement, you winning, dog. Like, you gonna still be a part of the NFL. You know he gonna be an analyst.
Either an analyst or he gonna be, like, an owner or something.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
He probably already owned a stake in something.
I mean, he was rocking that Chief wear pretty prominently during the Super Bowl. I mean, he was holding down bro, but...
I would have been rocking it too,
bro. It was heavy that day, bro. Yeah. I'm just saying. It's like, all right. But I just love seeing that, like, in the NFL. It's like, we get to see so much that I feel like generations before us didn't.
Yeah.
Like, we get to see camaraderie. We get to see brothers, like, rooting for each other in the Super Bowl. Like, it's different, right? Like, it's just so funny because had it not been for In Living Color, we would never even had the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Crazy
somewhere down that dusty road. Yeah,
crazy black history fact for you. I forgot the exact year, but it was in the 90s, and In Living Color during the halftime, there was no halftime show, so In Living Color did a halftime show, a live halftime show, and the numbers came in.
Wow.
And the NFL said, nah, we doing that next year.
Yeah.
And followed suit ever since.
There we go.
So shout out to In Living Color and more black history for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Another right. one.
So I'm doing good time management wise. I'm trying to fly through, but I ain't getting none of y'all like. Yes, I did. Y'all talk plenty. Excuse me, my bad.
No,
I was just making sure.
Going on the board, my brother.
Yeah, I'm flying through. The Celsius got me focused, y'all.
That's it, bro.
Trying to make sure my niggas is out here by 6:45 the latest, because we said 6:30. You feel me?
We out here working. We ain't gotta let them know, man. We just here, man. Yeah,
I just be talking.
We here for a good time, not a long time.
Not a long time. anything particular y'all want to talk about?
Yo, I see you got groceries up there, bro. I don't know what that means, but are we talking inflation? Because
we talking all inflation.
Around. Inflation is all around, and E. coli is around too, people. E. coli. You cannot wash this off.
Neuroviruses.
You cannot wash it off.
Hey, yo, you know what's crazy? Are we going to jump into groceries? But you know what's crazy since you brought that up? Hey, they just announced recently that COVID is not a disease for you to stay home anymore.
Of course
you not. Bring your ass to work now.
Yeah, of course.
What you talking about?
That shit is just a common cold now. Duh.
I need to check.
Duh.
For the time and space and arrogance that I missed.
Duh.
Doing all that. Matter of fact, I'm gonna talk to my lawyer.
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk to your attorney.
Good luck with that one.
I am not anti-Semitic. I will get a good lawyer.
Yo, boy. Bro, listen, here's my thing with that, bro. It's like y'all. They knew that from the jump, though. It's like, come on.
We knew what was coming.
Come on. You can't tell me that.
Bro, think of how many.
The second year after people weren't feeling that bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, the second year when COVID was on, people were catching it. People weren't feeling as bad as that first year.
Look how many industries were impacted.
Killed,
look, think about just how many of our, like, favorite, like, mom and pop shops, they ain't even around no more because of COVID.
It's done, bro.
Yeah.
And now all you see is smoke shops.
Yeah, not even the big shits that, you know, everybody's going to frequent. I mean, like, the little, like, piece of shit you used to go fuck with.
I didn't even get it. It was the second year.
Yes.
It was literally the second year that shit.
Niggas was
like, yo.
What's going on?
Niggas was locked in and still catching it. Exactly. As soon as you went outside and you was like, bro, wait.
You didn't even give me no warning.
Where did I go?
I didn't even go anywhere. Oh, dang. I used the bathroom over there somewhere. That's right. I ran into the store to use the bathroom. And then it's like, bro, it just got you thinking.
That's the craziest part now. You go grocery shopping, you go to the mall, you go anywhere, and you come home, and the suit, like, as soon as you feel anything odd, you like, wait, hold up.
Nigga got to chill, like, ooh.
What did I touch?
Oh, tomorrow's going to be crazy.
What did I touch? Don't touch your face.
Don't touch anything. Go take a shower.
Let's go shower right now.
No, I'm just going to jump
in. Is my head water? Nah.
Bro,
get me a gallon ready now, bro. Yeah,
bro. Get this gallon of Poland Spring.
Speaking of gallons.
Terrible.
Yo, grocery prices.
Dead.
And inflation is stupid. And I gotta go right shopping now.
Tomorrow. Dead.
I don't wanna go shopping tomorrow. I don't know.
I'm gonna click on this article because I gotta shout make to sure. Aldi's. Yeah, shout out to Aldi's. Yo, but Aldi's, I need
their prices going up too.
Yeah, they are. Bro. And I was just about to say Aldi's, y'all prices is going up. Jeez. And I'm not really feeling that, especially when the quality of y'all all natural stuff is going down the drain.
And I relied on y'all too.
Real talk, bro. At first, when nobody knew about y'all, I held y'all down, Sam. I held y'all down.
Facts.
Especially when y'all had the deals on the name brand.
Nigga, I even left the quarter in the carriage for y'all niggas sometimes.
Hey, yo,
charity too. Charity.
Article says between groceries and restaurants, charity. Americans are spending more of their income on food than they have in the past 30 years.
That's crazy.
Gee, I wonder why.
Me too. According to the latest data from the USDA, it shows that consumers spent more than 11% on disposable income eating. Whether at home or in a restaurant, in 2022, the highest percentage was in 1991.
Damn.
Shout out to them stimulus checks.
Real shit.
They did it on purpose. Because
we went stupid. Yeah, like, y'all was out here ordering shrimp and salmon and filet mignon.
Twice.
Bro, I need lobster,
with the fixes.
Crabs.
$55 seafood boils and the shovels. I seen all y'all doing big bibs on it.
Experts say painfully high food prices and ongoing inflation more generally help explain why many Americans are down on the economy despite how low employment, rising wages, and steady economic growth. Where? Inflation is expected to continue slowing this year. The National Association of Business and Economics on Monday forecasting that consumer prices index a basket of common goods and services will decline to an annual rate of 2.4% this year compared to the 4.1% in 2023 and the 8% in 2022. Bruh.
So we're not really going to see much of a difference.
We joke about it, but inflation getting to a point where ain't nothing funny.
Yeah, boy.
Shout out to your it girl or white it girl. Mar.
I need like three shut them on.
Yeah. YouTube, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And a prayer.
Shit. So inflation, fam, everywhere. And
it's here.
As much as I want to be happy about my new bundle of joy, my guy, you about to cost me. So, like, we got some decisions to
and
make.
And that's more of a fact than a fact.
Yeah. Man, it's really what it is. Like, those of us with children, those of us taking care of children, it's about to be costly. So, we got to figure out what the hell we're doing. Yo, if we got to pull together and, like, make a daycare, bro, I say we do it.
I swear. And I'm already.
Sitters, bro.
Real shit. Like, same here.
Turn sitting each other's kids.
Real talk. We got to do something, bro.
That'll be fine.
In the studio, really, that'd be fun. Nigga, they all come in and learn something.
Realistically, it isn't hard.
No, it's not.
It's really not hard.
Yo, daddy daycare trying to put us on game.
Yeah, man. Easy. All it's we really need is permits and insurance.
Shout out to that income
all I'm
tax
saying, hey,
from the parents.
They know.
Let me keep my thoughts to myself.
They know. You better chill out. You better chill out.
You.
chill out.
Speaking of pricings of things.
Yo.
Ayo, Starbucks.
Done. I ain't had a Starbucks in months.
No. I'm sorry, Starbucks. I take that back, baby. I'll take that back. I love you, Starbucks. No. It's not you that I'm mad with. Hey, yo, Wendy's.
Oh, Lord.
Yo, I don't know if y'all heard, but Wendy's is trying to do some things.
Price inflation in the middle of the day, so where the prices Uber actually go up.
Pricing.
Yeah.
Really?
Uber-like pricing.
Oh.
Yeah, like there.
Surge pricing is what they, right? Yeah, that's what it's called? What
Oh, during lunch hour?
Yeah.
Y'all niggas that pay $10 for a burger now, just the burger?
Yeah.
That's why, I don't, that's why I don't eat.
Come on,
watch
fam.
How business goes down in such a short time frame.
Yeah, y'all try that out. Y'all go ahead and...
Y'all told us to just give do that the opposite. A
shot. Yeah.
Y'all niggas...
So late at night, early morning then. Listen,
all right. Uh-huh. I'll tell you a secret.
I'll be there when y'all close.
Go to the grocery store.
Oh, it's high up here too?
Spend $10 on a big pack of meat.
Real talk. That too.
Make it. Bring it with you.
The meat market is still up the hill, bro. What are y'all talking about?
Bro, listen. Listen, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all like this. Stop eating this bullshit, all right?
Real talk. Better cook yourself.
Oh, my God.
That's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to get into it. Stop eating the bullshit.
I need to order a Roscoe's chicken and waffles.
That shit will kill you. My
real quick. Yeah, yeah.
I got you, though. I got you.
He said it. The real one. He said it. Your next meal at Wendy's could be more expensive or cheap, depending on what time you place the order, the restaurant traffic. And the restaurant's traffic.
The disgust. So you're going to wait an hour.
Yes.
To pay $30.
I got you, bro. Wendy's is getting ready to experiment with the Uber-style surge pricing model with their prices of the menu, where the prices of the menu will change depending on demand, resulting in higher costs for a Dave's Burgers during peak hours.
Nuts.
Damn, you about to pay like $5 for the Junior Bacon Burger alone?
It's going
to
be a $9 biggie bag.
Oh, my God. I don't say such
there thing. There is no such thing as
I'm
a 4x4. It doesn't exist. Big five bag.
Nah. Milford, it still exists. I can't listen, say that for out
chain,
here.
Baby, I don't know.
I can't say that
they
for out here.
Just another part of the link of the chain, baby.
Yo, they put a 5 up there, they put a 6 up there, and they put a 7. And I'm like, yo, wait.
Tell you.
$7 baby bag. What's
an extra $2?
What, come with 2 more nuggets?
It's an extra patty.
Get the hell out of here.
Come on, bro. The upcoming strategy of the fast food chain scheduled for the high stakes launch next year aim to increase revenue from customers who have already feeling the effects of the inflation and may not be able to dine in during the less busy times. Y'all are dumb. Y'all are gonna lose business. And yeah,
I personally
feel
like
McDonald's, nigga. That's it.
But here's crazy that you say that. Yo, the only
Burger King, preferably.
The only fast food chain that could do something like that is McDonald's.
Yeah,
bro.
Honestly,
McDonald's is the only one who won't lose any business.
They will never lose business. Wendy's, don't get it twisted. No. You treat me right here and there, but you price wise, yeah, you're not McDonald's. I'm going to McDonald's. Is gonna save me in the clutch, and that's why they put y'all next door to each other.
Y'all gotta have something better than Burger King or something better than McDonald's to be at least.
Because
wait a minute, I got one. Because
or the fifth guy,
they be sleeping on it because the nuggets are tight fire
from
Wendy's.
They're not.
They
bad,
are
bro.
Good.
They're not.
The nuggets.
Bad.
But here's where people be sleeping. Once upon a time, Wendy's was known for a chicken sandwich, bro.
Yeah, well.
When Popeyes came out with their shit, that's where that shit went dead. And they didn't even get put into the argument.
After COVID.
Yeah, they didn't even get put into the argument. Crazy. But Wendy's still got that chicken sandwich. If they, you know,
delicious.
It still hit. That's all I'm saying.
It, so
I tastes
never,
like a
I
giant chicken nugget.
Got it. See, but I'm not with that. No, I'm not with that.
You wanted to taste like something else.
I needed to taste like
chicken, it tastes like a breast.
A chicken strip or something. Ah, like, I need it like that.
Like a tenderloin.
Because them nuggets. I feel like I could go get them nuggets in the little six pack from ShopRite, the little yellow pack.
We just stumbled into a debate real quick.
Tell you, bro.
All right.
You talking about black people and chicken.
Nah. But we stumbled into a debate. We stumbled into a bait.
Go.
All right. Go. So. We gonna do grocery store ones separate.
Oh shit! Go ahead.
Nuggets, okay. Fast food chain.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Top three.
Only fast food, not that you know.
Fast food. Top three nuggets.
Drive through shit.
Drive through. Go.
Top
Who got
three?
The best?
Your top three. From top to one to...
Oh, out of the three.
Just your...
there's only three fast
food. Your top three.
I'm going to go with, honestly, Nuggets. McDonald's is number one for me, bro. I ain't going to lie.
Okay.
Wendy's and then Burger King.
Okay, okay. I just was seeing where niggas' taste buds were.
Because Burger King shit... Because Burger King shit tastes like tuna fish.
Real nigga. Talk, bro. I just had to see. Are you on that same wave?
What'd you say?
Is your
McDonald's? McDonald's first. I said then Wendy's.
I said Wendy's first.
Maybe. Okay, I'm matching you. I'm matching you because McDonald's, they be coming in a clutch. Nigga, like what? When you smacked or when you're drunk, that ten piece. Oh, that barbecue.
That's why I said
nothing like it. But there's to me personally, yeah. Fresh out the fryer Wendy's nuggets, bro.
Oh my god,
with the barbecue.
Stop it. Stop it. You're saying you don't believe it.
Spicy nuggets. Yeah. Spicy nuggets, bro. Come on, bro. Yeah. Spicy nuggets.
I like the spicy ones.
Go to sleep.
But y'all not getting that extra $3 out of me during y'all surge pricing.
No. The rocks.
You're not doing it.
Nah.
Every rock you found, kick them.
Speaking of things. speaking of things getting canceled, bro, Miami said the hell with y'all and spring break.
Oh, yeah, don't come out here. Y'all niggas is tweaking. Yo.
The hell with y'all and spring break.
Do not come out here.
Miami Beach is now not playing around with spring breakers, so says Complex. Let's read some more.
That is hilarious.
Spring break is over. It's done. There's a whole bunch of parking bans.
Wow.
There's a lot of high impact measures to ensure folks' safeties. There's $30 parking.
Yikes.
Yeah, I bet. $150 parking up front. Like, yeah. Right.
Hold up. Towing at the least will be $316. plan to spend that.
Park at your own risk.
Bro. They done Americanized Freaknik.
Yeah, bro.
Nigga, don't come out here.
Look.
No more Freaknik.
Real talk.
Niggas don't know how to act. That's why.
That's what I was about to say. Like, nobody grew up and, like, handed down any, like, coof or manners or rules on how to conduct yourself when you go out and post. Yo, I know that you're free.
MTV beat summer.
I know that you're free. Yeah. Your parents not here. Y'all got away for the summer.
Cool.
But y'all can't conduct yourselves like the young adults y'all supposed
to
be.
Let's find ourselves, guys.
Yeah.
I feel like
find yourself in a ditch. Sorry. Excuse me.
It's the truth, though.
For real?
I feel like that's why they hooked us up with trips like Holiday Hill.
Yeah, bro.
It was like, yo, testing ground.
We gotta monitor you, at least.
I miss
give y'all
trip.
Niggas sugar.
Sugar and nachos and cheese and shit.
And all the music you can dance to.
All the music.
Basketball court.
Here's a basketball court. Here's unlimited food. It's a simple okay?
Time. Unlimited, you say.
Love it. Love it. I'll be over here.
Hey, wait, how much I gotta put down? $79.99. Say less. I will have that.
Here you go. Bring your swim trunks because it's 8 pools here. Like
one's heated. Oh,
y'all got no styrofoam plates. Y'all got no styrofoam plates. I'm leaving with a plate.
Now look,
throw something in the back.
We don't condone this behavior. But if you find yourselves out in the woods with the opposite sex or whatever it is that you favor,
for real,
have some class.
Yes, have some class.
There's a condom on the branch.
Huh?
That is not class.
Not classy. There is a trash can right there.
That is not how my man on Spy Family says elegant. Elegant. It's not elegant. What are you doing?
It's next to the paddle boat.
So
something's going on here.
Yeah.
Y'all want us to trust the beanie boppers below us that had none of the training and were just thrown into Miami environment. Because in Miami, it's just Miami overall. Like, I've been there once upon a time in my young man life.
Once you go to the beach, it's a wrap.
Bro, it don't matter that it's 10 o'clock. I want to drink.
And macaroni, actually.
Miami Yams.
Miami man.
I want to drink.
Oh, it's 10 in the morning?
Yeah, it's 8 in the morning? It's hot as fuck.
I want to drink. I want to go to the bar. Really? I want to smoke.
Yeah,
freely.
And all before 12.
Look at all... Look at all the yams.
All before 12.
No, I'm saying you're in the yams.
But, yeah, but look at all of it. There's so much.
Yeah. Yams. It's a beach.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. So, but this is anywhere, bro.
You can get that.
On any island.
Any island. But and that's the environment.
Puerto Rico, I'm drinking all day.
College kids always flock bro.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
Miami.
Yep.
And I want to say, like, Virginia's on that list. There's a few other places that have those beaches where you just know, like, yo, Myrtle like, is about to get stupid there.
Yeah. Oh, we can't go to Miami? Because
Cancun been shut down. That was the 2000s. Or Tulum. Yeah.
I just if they got the money for it.
Because ain't going to Aruba.
Y'all not going to Bali for spring break.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to
you feel
Bali.
Me? You're not going to Key West for spring break. Yeah, you can't afford it. You know not right now.
I'm going to the Caymans.
I mean, unless you got that Bitcoin. Shout out to the Bitcoin.
Shout out.
Because apparently Bitcoin. Y'all made a come up over the week.
I could put you in a low cabin.
How much did they make?
60. It's at 60K now.
Oh, I went back to that because it was at 65 during
It fell. It fell a little bit in these past couple of months, and it rose back up to that 60K mark.
You know, and to jump off of that into investment terms, bro, mm-hmm. like that, think about when the Bitcoin shit was out, right?
Bro.
Think about what was we? Probably like
NFTs along with it.
Probably like 12 or 13 years old, maybe.
Secret code is a fucking
oh, when it just started.
Just started and it was what $50 and niggas didn't have $50.
They told niggas to get in.
Niggas didn't even have $50.
Bro, like, did y'all not see the last wave where they were on top and then Cash App was like, "Hey yo, if y'all want to get in,
that's crazy.
Here's a function in your phone.
You better do it now.
Just hit the dollar sign and switch over to Bitcoin.
For real. That's crazy.
Convert your money, what you need.
That's crazy.
Get in while you can, because I'm telling you, it's about to, we about to switch up. This shit went over 25 and said, hey.
Y'all niggas is missing out.
We tried to warn you.
I missed out.
$56,000. Speaking of missing out, it sucks to say this because we on college kids, right? Yeah. So I figure we might as well just stay here. Let me go to the article real quick because interesting times out in the world and how they look at us, right? College graduates, right? They're saying right now that half of college graduates are working high school level jobs, according to Bloomberg.
I bet.
News report found that 52% of students who have recently obtained bachelor's degree are unemployed, and this impacts how much money they'll make in their careers, obviously. Mm-hmm. This is how it will impact how all of us will make money throughout our careers. A lot of these companies are taking the prereq of needing a degree out of it.
Exactly.
So if you catch the wave, if you on the right website, you might catch something for Nintendo right now.
Yeah, true.
Freelance.
Or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Any of these companies, you might just catch it. You just got to keep your eye out. Yep. And that's why I don't be sleeping on the TikTokers who be, like, giving game out on a regular basis. Like, yo, this spot right here is letting you be a web designer, entry position, $21 an hour, link here.
Crazy.
And it's like, how could you be mad at anybody that's being on some Robinhood shit right now and doing shit of that nature
right.
when our economy is looking the way it is? Bro, we're paying fast food workers that don't even be working like 19 an hour.
It's crazy.
Like certain establishments, you go in and you can see it.
They need the tip. They need that money. Pause.
Some. Because some of these establishments since COVID,
since
before COVID,
the African American workers,
they don't, nobody's doing anything in there.
Nah, folks.
There's certain fast food restaurants, obviously, where, you know, everybody's on their shit. They don't even like talking because it's, oh, nah. Make this drink, put this out.
That'd be the reason why I love McDonald's, though, bro, for shit like that, bro. Because they be hustling, bro. Mm. I worked there before, and I couldn't even take it, bro. Like, I couldn't take that shit because the way they hustle is just like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
And this is, I'm going to let you, did you have something to add on? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
And this is where I think my little moment of Starbucks came from earlier, because I just made a new friend, and she's cool people. She out of New York. She works in a Starbucks office.
Okay.
And she goes down, does her little secret shopper thing at certain restaurants.
Tough.
And, you know, does, like, tallies on them and all that. And I told her about the service here in Connecticut and what it's like. And I'm like, yo, the way that you talk about how New York, they sit there, they know their customers' names, they know their orders. Like, as busy as Starbucks is, they have, like, a personal relationship with these people to the point that if they knew that I was having a baby, they would have, like, gifts and shit ready for me, and my drink would be on the house when I would go in for it.
Yeah, that's
how it's supposed to be. That's, like, their business model.
Yeah.
Versus what we get here. At most Starbucks, them niggas barely like talking to you.
We get attitude.
The one time. Right there in New Haven was good last time I went out there.
Which one did you go to?
Right when you get
downtown?
Into New Haven.
Oh, nah. Now, that one's a hit or miss. Yeah. That's Litchfield, as they call it.
Right by the highway,
That one's a hit or miss, and...
talking about New Haven.
That's one I frequent as well, and it's depending on who's working.
Okay.
High school, college crowd... that's not getting paid. I get why you may be in there upset. Yeah. You just graduated and you still a barista. This wasn't part of the plan.
Yo, you can't be upset though.
But because we're such a popcorn generation where it's 100%. Like everything's immediate. Yeah. Instant satisfaction. That right there. Instant gratification. So I did the work. So where's the job?
Right.
I got the degree, so where's my opportunity?
Now I'm on the road. Everybody expects that as soon as you leave college.
That's why I give kudos. Expectancy. That's why I give kudos to schools like Berkeley, SAE, Full Sail, because when it comes down to them getting you job placement after, they do not play.
Because
they want that cut out of your check.
Yeah.
They'll throw you the alley-oop, but you got to
put in the work. So shout out to anybody with y'all degree. Shout out to anybody working towards it. Mm-hmm. Yo, we there. You at the finish line. Just cross it. Don't worry about what's coming next. Just know what's coming.
Keep hustling.
All right.
For real, keep hustling.
Do we got more music from Plus One?
Yeah.
Hey, let's do it. Take a quick little break.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick little break.
We're
going to
wrap this up.
Shout out to the homie Plus One. It's going to be the heat of the week, man. Plus One, y'all can follow him on everything at Plus One. Let me get into one of his joints, man. This one of his older ones. This one called Breach. Let's get into it. It's Power 203 FM Gifted Radio.
Can't really be long for when to use all that short money. Today we not cost cutting.
JB's I don't understand.
Tell me that you bitter, but you got it again. And when they say that night, think of me sometimes. Rules will never change, ain't no love for no tricks. She work every day, but at night she a freak. She look good in the skins, me I play the Timbs. She don't do no little boy, she want a real man. Fly to the end just so she can keep a tan. Spinning ain't shit, you know me, I bust a band. Man every night, but don't follow on the gram. Raise it out of daddy, but she got a lot of class. Baby, come and give me a hug, I'm squeezing on her ass. Put the money first, keep them ride hoes last. Met her downtown, but she said she from my top. Before you pull up
to the K, you better spin the block. I don't guard, look around, I'm in that bitch, I shot. Fuck his backwoods, smoking papers with the fun. Now you on the lead. I'm on side, baby girl, I gotta get this brief. Years ain't never change, ain't no love for no tricks. Work every day, but at night, see it free. Now you on the lead. I'm on side, baby girl, I gotta get this brief. Years ain't never change, ain't no love for no tricks. Work every day, but at night, see it free. Says you never leave. Tell me that you real, but you gotta get to me. Work. When it's all on me. Work. Sometimes, so, shake it, baby. Make it, baby. Naked, baby. Crazy, baby.
Should have had her on the rope. I been winning, I don't even gotta boast. Stay away from niggas asking what you gross. How you out here trying beef, but you broke. The difference is y'all niggas paying her to poke. The difference is I hit that bitch off a post. Exotic bows coming from a different coast.
Yeah.
They won't say it, but I know these niggas envy me. All she says, yeah, baby, like Dickie B. I give her what she want and she's showing loyalty. I'm trying to run a million up off a quarter P. It's plus one, baby, no, this ain't no Louis V. I felt the hate in your shake, ain't no fooling me. I'm up late getting paid, that's what's cool to me. Teach you niggas something, y'all can go to school with me. East Coast nigga, kick it to a light. You mad beautiful, yeah. In my head, I'm feeling the signs that I could do to you, though. Know you like to travel shorty, pick a place we could go. I can hear Var voice, don't blow your dough. You could do it all for her, but she still gon' want more. Facts. But her skin like honey, and I can't tell her nah. That's my baby, though.
Oh my goodness.
That shit's so crazy. Come on, now. Yeah. Love my brothers like they came on my mother. Plus one, that's gonna take us out the gutter. But we ain't never switching. Always shoot my shot, nigga, never scared to miss it. I'm a chef breaking pounds down in the kitchen. If I see a nigga got my style, then I switch it. You ain't gonna never be shit if you scared to risk it. That money they flash, I put it on the ticket. Drunk doing the dash, I almost got a ticket. She be throwing it back, she got the kind of ripping. I've been pimping all year, I feel like Eddie Griffin. Pimping all year, I feel like Eddie Griffin. Eddie Griffin.
Yes, 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 sir. It's Power 203 FM Gifted Radio, Fix Your Crown Pod. That was the heat of the week. My brother Plus Wine. Y'all can follow him everywhere at Plus Wine. He'll be opening up at the end of the month, March 29th, out at the Webster Theater, man.
Yes, tickets, sir.
And link will be in Plus Wine's bio. I think they're going for like $50. But he opening up for some people, man. Big, big, big stage, man, Webster Theater. So shout out to the indie artists in town, man, and the ones that's really doing their thing out here. Plus love Juan, it. Make sure y'all go follow him, man.
Love it, love it, love it.
Hell yeah. Heat of the week, baby.
Heat of the week.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I got some Marvel news.
Oh, go ahead. Let's go.
A couple Marvel updates.
Hey.
Quick Marvel update for Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we already know, but we already know it being already known. Nicolas Cage has signed on.
Oh, really?
Ghost Rider.
Oh,
officially.
Good.
So yeah. He will be in Deadpool 3
officially.
That is the most greatest thing ever. Try to tell you that gave me goosebumps. I was like,
God,
try to tell you, man, this movie gonna be something else, man.
The Ghost Rider, they're
bringing everybody in.
That's
yes.
Tough.
I wonder if Ryan came out of pocket.
Oh,
himself.
He's not gonna just be in that. He's also gonna be implemented in the Secret Wars as well.
Yeah.
So he's getting a double. I think a lot of these people are gonna be in Deadpool 1. We're getting a double.
We're gonna get introduced because we know. We touched on it, right? Fantastic Four. Yeah.
Hold on. Yep. I got something to add. Hugh Jackman told the Marvel that he will return for Secret Wars if he'll interact with Toby and Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only if Robert Downey Jr. somehow gets implemented.
Oh no, he's gonna be in
Universal. You know,
he will be.
Yeah, you know, it's a multiverse.
You gotta bring back Tony, bro.
Yeah.
There ain't no way. There ain't no way.
But Hugh Jackman said he'll return for Secret Wars if he adds Tobey Maguire and Robert Downey Jr. If they interact, I think to me will be a more than $1 billion cash grab.
Mm-hmm. That'll be like, sick.
But that's where my next question was coming from.
Yeah.
My next question was, is Ryan coming out of pocket for some of these people? Because you got to really, really think about it, right? He already came out of pocket for the movie itself.
Yeah. He had Disney Canada, all that good stuff. Yeah.
So,
push for this.
I'm Ryan Reynolds. Y'all gonna do me favors. Y'all love me.
Definitely.
I'm him. Like, definitely.
And I'm bringing y'all careers back.
Exactly. Bro.
Crazy.
What I'm trying to do is something completely... something completely different, bro. All right? If you want to be in the movie for all of 15 seconds, that's fine.
I got
but
you.
But let's make it happen.
You get a whole
minute.
Let's
make it
half.
Epic.
All right?
A whole minute.
Matter of fact, Hugh, if you want to just spend like 10 to 20 minutes in the movie, that's fine. But we got to drag this thing out. All right? This is a Wolverine and Deadpool movie. It's not just a Deadpool. It's not Deadpool 3. It's Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, multiverse. Whatever you want, Hugh.
Whatever the hell you want.
Whatever it is that you want,
let me know.
I will make it happen.
Say the word.
You want Daniel Craig to do what? Say less. James Bond, come here.
He's here. He's here.
Whatever you need.
You happy? I'm happy. Nah, for real though.
Man,
for real.
You want Jean Grey to say fuck Scott?
Let's go.
It's happening.
Change the whole script. Flip the whole script because of you, dog. Let's go.
So
I need your best.
It doesn't seem far fetched that Ryan Reynolds, of all people, like Taylor Swift, is already said to be in the movie.
That's crazy.
And it's Taylor Swift, bro. That's why they were hanging out so much this past year. She's gonna be
cameo part.
What's her name? Damn. They introduced her in New Mutants.
New Mutants? Oh, my God.
The trash one.
Oh, my God.
You know who I'm talking about. The blonde chick.
Yo, just...
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
her?
They're considering...
Why her?
Because it looks like her.
Yeah, because she's
It
Taylor.
Does. It does. And again, we only need you for a quick 15 seconds.
That's it.
You best friends with my wife.
If Megan Stallion can get in the Marvel, I guess Taylor Swift can,
too.
Yeah. It's already... But you want to know how they confirmed it?
This is
the friendship bracelets.
Wow.
The Wolverine Deadpool friends.
Wow. Yeah.
That's Taylor's. That's his wife's thing with Taylor. Yeah. So just know we're probably going to see Taylor in that movie.
That's crazy.
But besides that,
it's gonna
everything
be more
else.
Than a $1 billion crash grab.
Breaking news.
Everything else that we mentioned in the past 2 weeks, everything's looking like it's coming to fruition.
Yeah.
It's about to be stupid.
Sick.
And I think Silver Surfer or Galactus at some point is going to get introduced to, but I don't know when.
No, they're all in the same movie.
It will be, right?
Yeah, they confirmed it kind of more than twice. They said Doctor Doom, Silver Surfer, and Galactus will all be in that movie.
Fantastic Four.
Which is crazy to me. So that has to be at least a 2 hour and a half.
Yeah, for sure.
Because there's no way you're going to fit Doom. He's going to have a section. Silver Surfer.
So Victor,
that's a bridge section.
I'm saying, so Victor has to team up with Fantastic Four to defeat Galactus and the Silver Surfer.
Bruh.
There's no other storyline.
No, but
here.
Then the Silver Surfer going to have to turn over and then
exactly.
try to fight Galactus.
Exactly. Yeah. There's no other story here. There's
it's
no
like
other story.
They're going to combine the first two movies for
and
us.
Then something
Sweet
bad.
Christ.
And then something bad is going to happen, and they're going to disappear in time.
And then it's going to come up to the Secret
They'll be
Wars.
In the void.
They'll be in the Secret Wars.
They'll be in the void.
Beyonder.
Yep.
Yeah.
Going to be interesting.
Whoever, I think Robert Downey Jr. should play the Beyonder. That would be a great thing. That would be a great comeback, actually. And Tony Stark.
I was gonna say Tony Stark as a Beyonder. That would be ill.
That would be hard.
That'd be ill.
I've seen all the Avengers weaknesses.
Oh, we could take it one more step. We're nerding, and we're gonna get out of here real quick.
Facts.
Real quick.
We could take it a step further because they never really solidified it, and it's always been hit in every movie. Where's the Illuminati, bro?
Multiverse of Madness.
Nah, but that wasn't. Come on, exactly. That wasn't. That wasn't a good rendition of them. And it's not the. It's not the Illuminati that we wanted to see.
How many times are you gonna kill Professor X?
I want to see Steven. I want to see Professor X. Yeah. I want to see Beast.
He came out.
I want to see Black Panther. I want to see Iron Man. I want to see Thor.
Time out.
I want to see Marvel.
Time out. Did you guys see the Marvels yet?
Yeah,
I didn't watch it.
I seen parts.
Okay, so basically towards the ending of the ending, right? That has to get put back in Deadpool and Wolverine somehow, because there's no way you're just going to leave home chick.
Yeah. No, she'll be in it. She's got to end up in it. She creates portals, so. Right.
Oh, there you go.
No, she didn't have the bands.
No. All of them have to end up in this movie as somehow.
Yeah,
because we're erasing shit. Everything's getting pruned.
Damn.
Mind the incursions is still a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess we're getting promised a Loki reference in there as well.
Yeah, that should be.
It's gonna be a strong one, but it's.
He said that he retired after Loki. Is that true?
No, not officially.
That's what I'm saying.
Not officially.
How?
Time out, because we still got Thor 5.
Yeah, so how, my nigga? You still got to meet up with bro.
Sylvie's in
again,
Thor 5.
Nerding. We are nerding.
Sylvie's
hard.
In Thor
I'm
5.
I'm trying, yeah. I was about to say,
and
I'm trying to, yeah.
We might get Loki at the end of that, but he's going, they have to have a reunion at some point.
Hopefully.
Nah.
We need that.
We got to get Agent Avenger at some point. We got to get it. He's basically already him, but
they have to erase the universe in order to create the universe. That's why they're doing this multiverse saga. They have to do
okay, but that's when
you know,
that's when he'll pop up. That's when he'll pop up during the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Cleanse. Let's call it the cleanse.
Yeah.
Because after part,
y'all down here acting up.
I said the purge.
Y'all down here acting up. You done killed the whole Fox universe.
For real. Here y'all go.
Phil. Cause that's gonna happen. We know that's gonna happen. That's probably gonna be the greatest thing
I
in Deadpool.
Yeah,
watching niggas in the Fox universe die.
Yeah. Yo, on the field with all the stuff.
Done.
Oh my god.
Done.
Oh god.
Get him out of here.
That's like the end game of him.
Real talk.
That's his version of Endgame.
It's gonna be great.
This nigga said though.
This is gonna be great.
For real.
I got some nonsense to leave with you guys, and then we can close out with our tags and all that good stuff. Tommy Hilfiger believes that women look terrible in baggy jeans. Now, I just put this up here because I thought it was a little fodder, and I thought it was interesting because I'm like, I know the women I see in jeans and baggy jeans, and I like that shit. Yeah. So
I seen Brandy in it.
It's just style, man.
Yeah, man. But it's Tom Hilfiger, so you know, style.
Honestly, his shit corny anyway.
Tell him again.
I'm going to keep it 100. That shit corny.
Tell him one more time.
His shit corny.
It ain't no Yeezy.
Fuck Tommy. And I'm going to say it like that. I'm going to say it just like that, because your shit really ain't that hot, bro. All niggas walking around with his Hilfiger t-shirts.
Ordering my pods this week, man.
Hilfiger t-shirts. Like, bro, get out of here, man.
I'm ordering my $20 pods this week.
I feel you.
My nigga said, I'm about to get them shits.
I'm about to try them shits out, dude. I was thinking about one of them box t-shirts, and I looked at it, and I was like, nah, I can't rock that. I'm sorry.
Oh, Vultures 2 this Friday.
What?
Vultures 2 this Friday. That fast, huh? That fast. Vultures 1 didn't even breathe yet.
I was about to say.
Vultures 2 dropping this Friday.
Oh, okay. Kanye.
We might get that Charlie Wilson
drop?
Feature,
yeah,
and we might get that Wayne feature finally. So.
Shock drop.
We're never getting that Nicki feature officially.
No. New body's not dropping.
Yeah, you can forget that.
He leaked. That's been leaked. It's already been dropped.
Yeah, it sounded hard, but he can forget it being official.
New body.
Damn.
For real though.
Ayo, Hove, I don't mean no disrespect. I don't mean no disrespect, Hove. Shout out to you.
Vultures 3.
Crazy. Already?
This second chapter or whatever, what she's calling, what is she calling it? The second chapter?
No, act two.
Act two.
Beyonce shit.
The Dolly Parton, the black Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
That lady got my attention.
Yeah.
My wife
yes.
got your attention.
She got everybody attention. And I hope this isn't wrong of me saying,
A little
but
bit.
But that right mom here, body is mom bodying.
Yo, you stupid.
Hey, yo.
Bro, tell me I'm wrong.
Hey, Beyonce.
Black man. Dolly Parton looks great.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Some of y'all
and when she
like,
sings Jolene.
Yeah, I got robbed. And some of y'all will get robbed.
Game will be over. Shh.
It's all right. You're going to talk about my wife on air like that.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. She beautiful. He know who he married.
Hey, yo, just go see
I will hear that.
You might not get past the doorway.
I will hear that. That's a great way to lead a pod. Word. Certain people I just know don't give a fuck. Him, yeah. ASAP.
Yeah. I mean, you ain't never going.
What are you talking like, about, bro? I'm good.
We're good.
$1 billion.
Beefing with who?
Yeah, man.
For what? You're taking time away from being my lady.
I went to Dubai. We just $9 mil.
We're good.
We ain't had to pay for nothing.
We good.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, she gave half to me because
beef.
For real.
Just cause.
That? We eat that. Wagyu?
What?
Where we at Blame right now?
Young?
All right, but stop. But
stop.
Beef? All right, we're going to
You can make all
tonight.
The comments you need to.
For real.
Shout out to DDG. I feel the same way about him. My music.
You think I care about
my. Have you seen my wife?
For real.
She pretty.
Yep.
She DDG bad, ain't
don't
she?
Care.
She bad.
Yep.
It's crazy.
She just dropped the movie too. See that?
Disney princess.
He got that Disney contract.
Mm-mm. Crazy.
And I was on the soundtrack.
Well, he don't talk like that. Remember, he got that deep ass.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Numbers. Numbers.
How are you recording? How you sound on? Yeah, it's weird.
I'm not worried about numbers. Look at her.
Ain't talking about no numbers.
Look at her. Look at this little man.
Ain't talking about no numbers.
Yo, shout out to them. Hey, yeah. Ain't no losing version. Around here.
That's it.
Shout out to Love. You know, we just got out of Black History Month, aka the month of love. So shout out for that.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for joining us this
always,
week.
Always.
Yo.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Tell them where to find you. Anything you got coming up this week.
You can follow me on everything at GFTD_BigRonCT. We'll be at Central Square, not this weekend, but the following weekend. Just a karaoke night. This weekend, we'll be at wherever the location is for your shower is,
yeah,
though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we'll be turning up this weekend as well.
I might go live.
A nice little Jack and Jill.
I might go live.
Nice little Jack and Jill.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it will be.
You know, Jill. Daddies don't get no love during the showers. So,
yeah, man.
Know.
Make sure you play a lot of dad games. But as far as that goes, I think that's it. Like I said, make sure y'all follow the Heat of the Week, Artist Man Plus Juan on everything. Shit is doing numbers. He got a clothing line. He moving, man.
Follow him, man.
Stay up to date, posting
the stories. Keep sending them, bro.
And we
keep
support the independents in our city and state and everywhere around the world. Local, global, worldwide. Yes,
let us know what y'all got going on. Send it in.
Yes, follow us on everything at Power203FM. Fix Your Crown Pod. Who you got? What you got? Go.
Oh, the real Nightwing Will. Holla at your boy. I don't know, guys. Holla at me this week. You know. I'm already on the beats. I'm on some new shit. Yes. I'm on some old shit. And I'm in some between shit. But, you know, shout out to the people that's around me. Shout out to the people that's above me. And I don't care about the people that's below me.
Uh-huh. Well, not everybody.
Gang. I got I support my nigga.
Yeah. and what you got? Besides support, what you got?
Shit, we got some streaming going on.
Yeah.
I've been practicing this verse so I could go down with Wing and do that shit at some point in time.
So all he need to do is call.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's hear
it. Man, I got to save money because, you know, I ain't pay rent this just yet because niggas trying to get shit right.
No,
you got to do that as an adult. You feel me?
Hey, listen, man. I'm just automation. That's going to be the word for these next couple
Real
quarters.
Talk.
Automation, bro. I'm telling you.
Got to get your shit correct.
I'm telling you.
A lot. Fast.
What else we got? We got some streaming. Be online tonight with the gang.
We playing tonight.
Let's
between
hope.
Zombs and Fortnite. Well,
let's hope.
Some of us might be playing tonight. Maybe not all of us, but.
I think we need to make a bold decision. Now,
who me?
I mean, I'm a beat it.
Oh,
so, what's the word?
I'll be on.
I'll say less.
Mm.
What?
nigga, yo, y'all on?
Don't.
You don't hear nothing back from this.
Snoring. Sorry, guys.
Streaming. We got some new music coming up, and I, you know, just getting ready for this shit, getting ready for a son, getting ready for the best time of my life and shit.
Yeah.
Feeling real good about life and shit. Not letting nobody hold me down and shit. We not looking at no hate. Get that dirt off your shoulders, like Hov say.
Yeah.
And that's really just it. We're smoke pot, eat twat, smile a lot, be fucking great. Make sure to catch us on Fix Your Pod, Fix Your Crown Pod with 2 D's on IG and all your other platforms.
Oh, yes.
Check us out on your DSPs. Check us out on YouTube, Spotify, yes. Apple Play, everywhere. Thank the live for checking in. Thank y'all for checking the posts. New reels and shorts and stories and all that shit will be up. Patreon coming soon. Hey. Just got to make sure we give y'all reason to pay. Y'all feel me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And with that being said, it's your friendly neighborhood Goku wants you to be better than you do. Yeah, friendly Kane that still remains, because I am the friendly Kane. Let's keep it real. The goal, the idea is to be the goal, not competition. And that's really just it at the end of the day. We out. We love y'all. Bye. Be fucking great. Fix your crown.
Yeah. I feel like it take me when it is. Plus, freedom boys. Hold on, look. Take a walk with me. I remember time big cousin talked to me. He said them bitches don't love you, they just want money. They gon' fuck another nigga when they apart from you. So keep your heart to yourself is what's smart for you. I played the past, he ain't all cause he flashy. Listen when he talk, I could imagine. Having motion, being fly, stepping with a baddie. Taking care of family, life is fantastic. Little poor young nigga with some bigger dreams. I took the scale, I ain't had to play the triple beam. Double knee, denim pockets got triple seams. My name is my name, something like that Marlo saying. When I with a 60 ball like my nigga Ben. This ain't no stimmy money, got this shit for selling lane. I won't spend a dime if that bitch shop at Shane. You know me low-key.